We were talking last hour just about insect control and how to do that is eliminate the weed population. But if you've got insects infested in your tree and you want to keep the tree, where do you go from there? That's where the annual tree and shrub insect controller works like a charm. Now, you wouldn't use this on a edible tree, but for any shade tree or native tree, it's a systemic application that goes in through the roots, and as the insect feeds on the tree, got some. Got some.
It's going to be bad this year.
It's a Bonniter family made right here in America and can be found at your local nursery and garden centers in Flagstaff, Violas on Route 66, in Tucson, Mesquite Valley Growers, and in Phoenix, Summer Winds on Tatum Boulevard, north of Union Hills on the west side of the road. That's Bonnite's annual tree and shrub insect control. Get ahead of the insects by getting them dead.
Perfect. Hey, let's get to the lines real quick. We have poor Jack who has an appointment he has to get to, so I wanted to get his call so we don't make him late for his appointment. Good morning, Jack. Thanks for calling Rosie on the House.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, you bet.
I have a methane smell in my house in two different places. This is a self-built house by the man who sold it to me in the 1960s, so I don't know. I'm only beginning to find some of the flaws after 18 years. But
okay.
I have this smell that's coming. One of them's coming out of the washroom. We thought it maybe had to do with the septic where the washer drains into the pipe that goes out to the septic.
Yeah.
We plugged that off and took the hose out when we didn't use it. Still got the smell. And now most of the smell comes from the bedroom, but it's coming through the air conditioning vent, whether it's on or off.
Okay. All right.
We don't have it all the time, but we have it a good deal of the time.
Well, let me ask you a couple more questions. The house was built in the 60s. You bought it from the man that built it. You've been in it for 20 years.
About 18 years.
Okay. Can you tell me what is the roof? Is it a flat roof with parapets, or is it a pitched roof?
It's a Spanish-style roof, real Spanish-style.
Okay. And is it – which direction does the roof ridge run? Does it run north-south or east-west?
East and west.
Okay, it runs east-west. And the laundry room and that you say it gets the smell in it, is that on the north side of the house or the south side of the house?
The west side, right behind the septic tank.
It's on the west side. And again, tell me, is it north or south of that center ridge on the roof?
It'll be south.
Okay. Okay, here's what I believe is happening. Because your ridge is running east-west, and this vent pipe is on the north side of the ridge, what I want you to do first, Jack, is I just want you to get up on the roof and extend all your roof vent stacks. And a very inexpensive thing to do. But I believe, and generally speaking, if we extend our roof vents 12 to 16, 18 inches higher than they currently are, you're going to eliminate 90% of your odors. And I actually learned something new this week. I had learned it years and years and years ago and forgot about it. But methane's actually odorless. It's the sulfur in the gas.
Okay, that's what smells.
Yeah. But let's just try this inexpensive solution first, Jack. Now, the next thing we do, if that doesn't solve the problem, the next thing we do is we actually put the entire vent system under a negative pressure by mounting a little external direct feed 24-hour running exhaust fan on top of your largest exhaust vent. And that's usually a 3 or 4 inch. It's running up from the bathroom. And if we just create a negative pressure on that and run it, it costs as much as running a 40-watt light bulb, so it won't cost you a lot of money. But we're going to actually force feed those gases in the system and shoot it up above the house a good 6, 7, or 8 feet and let it get carried downwind to your neighbors.
Now, Let me ask you now. I've got three bathrooms. Is there a vent pipe coming out of each bathroom then?
There should be, unless there's two back-to-back, and then they just join into one.
No, they're all separate. They're not back-to-back.
Okay.
But what's causing it to come out of the air conditioning vent?
Well, it may be. Where's your air conditioner? Is it up on the roof?
No, it's in the middle of the house between the bathrooms. It's at the front door, basically, in its own closet.
Then we've got some kind of violation of the duct system in somewhere's close and surrounded around a small leak in the vent system.
Okay.
And there's all kinds of expensive testing we can do, Jack. We can actually put your vent system under positive pressure with a smoke test. And just force smoke into your entire vent system, and then we watch for where the smoke comes out. But let's not go through that expense yet. Let's just raise the roof vents and see if we don't solve it. Let's get that vent up a little bit higher where it catches the cross draft and see if, in fact, that doesn't solve the problem. That's going to be a weekend's worth of work, a couple hours, and less than $20 in parts. Get some ABS, glue some extensions on there, and go from there. And I would generally tell people, glue a longer extension than you think you need, and kind of can get unsightly. But then if it solves the problem, then we know where the root of the problem is, and we can just start cutting it off shorter and shorter and shorter until the smell reappears, and then we know we need to replace them with another, 2 inches back on them. So, and it can be exactly that sensitive. So, Jack, we appreciate the call. Hope you make your appointment on time. And there's nothing more embarrassing than having that odor in, out, and floating in around your house, in your yard. People walk up to the front door, knock on the door, and they almost pass out. I mean, it is. We deal with this problem often, and we've actually solved it many, many times.
I think you should go to all the restaurants, too. There's so many restaurants that have that problem. They just don't have a clue that that's an easy solution.
Power ventilate your sewer exhaust system. That's it. And speaking of nasty, awful things.
Can I end on a positive note?
Yes, here, please do. Okay. Please do. It's your save yourself, Jennifer.
Well, I wanted to mention, first of all, Wendy Weber, one of our dear listeners, called in to say she has found a place in the Phoenix area called Organic Living. It's on 7th Street. And she has gone in there and tried out the mattresses, and they're all organic and free of all the chemicals. And she said they feel just like a regular bed, and they have something for everybody no matter what your allergies are.
Nice. Okay.
So now we have all the things in our bedroom replaced with organic, free of chemicals. Just to keep your bedroom clean then, it needs to be dusted once a week. You don't want to keep a lot of knickknacks around to gather dust. You don't want to leave your laundry on the floor to gather dust and dirt. The best case would be to leave your shoes outside of the room so that you don't have pollen in there, especially if you're allergic and fight allergens like some of the people in our family.
I've got a sister that lived in Tokyo for years, and she got in the habit of taking her shoes off at the door. I think that is a great solution. Just leave the shoes at the door.
Yeah. And so then last thing I have for you is when you go to launder your sheets, I believe you should wash them in the hot water.
Okay. All right.
And then you can air dry them or put them in your hot dryer.
Okay.
You're going to use just a little bit of soap. I had Richard out to work on my Bosch washing machine. He said most people use way too much soap. It builds up in your clothes, and then that itself will cause odors and stuff. He said you just need a couple tablespoons of soap, and then there's a lot of evidence that fabric softeners are not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
They're full of chemicals.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can use Amazon.com actually have their felt wool balls, and you can put a little, you like lavender, so you put a little lavender oil in the balls and throw them in the dryer. And your laundry comes out fresh and clean, and you don't have the chemicals.
Well, and those dryer sheets are bad for the dryer. They clog up the lint screen.
Yeah, so these little wool balls are cool. I found a blog on making your own. It looked really cool, but Katie already has them, our daughter, so she told me where to find them on Amazon. They're cheap, and they're really nice.
All right. There you go. Ending on a positive.
Sleep well.
Sleep well. That's right. Where would you like to go next? But is this Matt also in Mesa? We've got Matt, and then we've got Cheryl calling from Sun City, and an open line for you. If you'd like to jump on board, let us know what project you're trying to tackle. We've already tackled a broken off plumbing nipple inside the wall of the shower head for another Matt who is calling from Gilbert. And we've taken care, hopefully, of the sulfur methane gas smell from Tom down in Tucson. Now, Matt in Mesa, what are you trying to tackle?
Hello.
Call,
yes, sir.
It's not Matt. See, I knew we had two Matt. What's your name, buddy?
Jim.
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 Jim Mack from Mesa. Okay, Jim from Mesa, how can we help you, buddy?
Well, I have a single-handled faucet in my kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And last week, I lifted it, and there was no water come out of it, either hot or cold.
Okay.
And I set it back down, pushed it back up, set it back down, pushed it back up, nothing. And I waited just a couple seconds or so, and then pushed it back up, and everything worked great again. And this has happened now in the past 10 days. I'm going to say it's happened at least 7 or 8 times.
And it's the only faucet in the house this is happening at?
Yes.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I guess the first thing I would start with, have you ever rebuilt that faucet? They're fairly easy.
Well, I haven't. It's it's an expensive one. It's a copper one that I bought about 7 years ago.
Okay.
And I was going to start it has a filter on it, a water filter on it.
Okay.
I was just going to start this week, and I take one at a time. Just take that off first, redo everything there. Then I was going to go to the hot water and re-clean that line. Then I was going to go, do each one of them separately,
Jim, I think you're on the right track, Jim. That's exactly the way I'd tackle it, just one component at a time.
Yeah.
And see if you can figure it out. If you get it all worked through one component at a time and you have it all put together and you have that experience again, I'm going to have to put you in touch with some of our plumbers. Did you have an RO system underneath the sink?
No, it's just one of those $45 filters.
Yeah, okay.
Where you run the cold water in and then it comes out.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay.
And that's the only thing I have in there, but I do quite a bit of plumbing my own.
Okay.
And I've just never ran into this problem before.
No.
It just stops just like that.
No, Jim, I have to tell you, I've dealt with a lot of plumbing problems myself, but that isn't one I've ever tackled either. So go ahead, tackle it just exactly along the line of logic you were talking about. I love the way you're thinking through it, one step at a time, and we'll get it knocked out. I've got to mention real quick, the Arizona staycation. You can register for it at rosieonthehouse.com. And we've got a winner that's taken a Lincoln MKX. I love that little SUV car.
What's the difference between the X and the Z? We need to...
Well, the Z is more of a sedan style. The X is a little bit higher, more like SUV vehicle.
Okay.
So it's a little bit higher up, a little more visibility. And, boy, they put a little scat track. I don't know what engine's in it, but it's like driving a sports car around town. And they're running out to the London Bridge Resort in Lake Havasu, which I think is one of the more fun little locations. We were making fun of Ehrenberg. If you're going to go to the Colorado River, at least go to
Lake Havasu.
Go to London Bridge Resort. Don't go hanging
Bullhead
out in
City, Laughlin,
That's
something.
Right. So we appreciate London Bridge Resort participating in our Arizona staycation. That's been especially great. We've got a lot of lodging facilities all over the state. We load up your car of choice from Sanderson, Lincoln, or Ford with a gift box from the Cactus Candy Company and some books from Arizona Highways Magazine, Office of Tourism, and you get to pick and go on your own vacation. Only can register for it at rosieonthehouse.com.